ABC.
Australians have a strange relationship with koalas, don't we? Like, they are the first animal that everyone associates with Australia. You know, I mentioned George Clooney and Julia Roberts earlier this morning. There'll be a picture opportunity at some point with them soon holding a koala. Whenever there's any international campaign, the koala's featured in there. They are a champion and a symbol of our country. But they are also losing their habitat. They're often sick. They get hit by cars on roads. And we all want to figure out what we can do to better protect them. Well, now the WWF is actually petitioning to have koalas listed as endangered. And they're petitioning the Prime Minister. Dr. Stuart Blanch is a conservation scientist with the Worldwide Fund for Nature Australia. Dr. Blanch, good morning.
Good morning, Rebecca.
Why are you petitioning to have the koala listed as endangered?
Well, I think Australians and people around the world love koalas. They're horrified by what happened in the recent bushfires in southeastern Australia. And I think the science clearly backs that koalas now meet the international threshold for listing as endangered. And actually, I think the Federal Environment Minister, Susan Ley, has made some pretty strong comments in the past, saying she's aware that koala numbers have really fallen in areas after the fires and that the science might support listing them as endangered.
What is the threshold for an animal being listed as endangered?
It's a decline of 50% of their population over three generations. For koalas in the wild, that means it's about three lots of 6 to 7 years. So it's about 20 years. So that's three lifetimes of a koala in the wild. And the science that we've contracted and groups like the International Fund for Animal Welfare and the federal government's own Threatened Species Scientific Committee have all found a decline of about 50% over 3 years in across eastern Australia, including in southeast Queensland.
Gosh, so Australia's lost 50% of its koala population in the last two decades.
And the numbers, I just had a look this morning on the advice to the Federal Environment Minister by her Threatened Species Scientific Committee. For southeast Queensland, the population estimated for southeast Queensland was around 12,000. And in 2001, so 20 years ago, an estimate of 24,000. So that's a decline of half in 20 years. Mm-hmm. And I know that in some areas like Pine Rivers, you know, there have been 80% declines over time. In other areas, more than 50%. And I'm here from a lot of koala carers and farmers and scientists and conservationists that in some parts of southeast Queensland, you can't find any more koalas. So the declines sort of probably 100% for some of those regions. So it depends where you are in Queensland, but very precipitous declines in many areas.
Dr. Stuart Blanch, who along with the WWF is petitioning to have koalas listed as endangered. What are the key reasons why koalas are disappearing, Dr. Blanch?
It's primarily habitat loss, land clearing, unsustainable logging, roads, clearing for housing in koala habitat. It's global heating or climate change, the droughts, the fires, the heat waves, the changing amount of nutrients in koala leaves because of reduced rainfall. It's also, in some areas, it's principally getting knocked by cars on the road, particularly in urban areas. In other areas, it's dogs attacking. Mm. And in many areas, it's chlamydia, which is a terrible disease that makes koalas infertile and can send them blind. And for a long time, it was seen as principally habitat loss is the key driver. Yeah. But in some parts of Australia, it's more, for example, chlamydia. And generally, climate change is making all of those threats worse.
That is a shocking confluence of conditions, isn't it? Can koalas be saved?
I hope so. WWF has a strong Koalas Forever program that is looking to double koala numbers by 2050 in New South Wales. And we'd hope the Queensland government would adopt the same proposal and federally for eastern Australia koalas. A lot of things have got to go right for that to happen, particularly if global heating gets, you know, to more than 2 degrees. It gets very, very hard, and it takes a lot more intervention for individual koalas to save them and keep them in the wild. But I'm hopeful. You know, 20 years ago, not many people cared about koalas, I think, you know, in a broader scheme. Some did, obviously. But now there's such broad awareness. We've got a petition into the Prime Minister, as you said. I think over the last week we've been getting 1,000 email signatures a day. So it's fantastic, and I hope more people sign on to let the PM and the Federal Environment Minister know they want them to save koalas. I think it's possible. And if we save koalas, we save so many other things, the forest, other animals, the water that forests make. So it's worthwhile, but we are not doing nearly enough to save them at the moment.
Yeah, but lip service is one thing, Stuart, right? I mean, everyone loves koalas. Like I said, they're used on every, whether it's a tourism campaign or the Olympics.
Or,
you think?
I don't know if they do. Well, as you said, I think there's, the latest estimates, there are 12,000 koalas in southeast Queensland.
Yeah.
I think if I went to every single souvenir shop and zoo in southeast Queensland, I might find more stuffed or captive koalas than there are wild koalas.
True.
So if we say that we love koalas, why are we driving them to extinction? I'm actually not sure we love them nearly as much as we think we do, because our actions don't mirror our words collectively.
Yes, verbally we say we love koalas to use as a symbol of the country. So what difference, what practical difference does it make if the koala is on that endangered list? Let's say the petition goes to the Prime Minister, the Federal Environment Minister, and they say, yep, let's list the koala as endangered. Then what?
Well, it only works if the ministers and the public servants and the landowners and the consultants use it. So it would mean that it gets harder and harder for people to destroy koala homes, the trees where they live in. It means it gets easier and easier for landowners, Indigenous organisations, researchers, community environment groups to attract money from grants or philanthropists or donors to do good for koalas. But it's not a guarantee. A good example is almost a decade ago, the then Federal Environment Minister listed koalas as vulnerable, which is the lowest level of, I guess, threatenedness. And the actual rate of clearing of koala habitat went up. It didn't go down. So there's a risk that if koalas are listed as endangered for the East Coast federally, that means also the state, Queensland and New South Wales governments have to essentially do the same.
Yes.
There's no guarantee it will make koalas safer if the Environment Minister and their departments don't do a better job and all the other government agencies and landowners who are affected. So it's part of it. We actually think it's absolutely essential, but on its own, it's no guarantee.
If koalas are not listed as endangered and if that kind of action is taken, when do you think koalas would be extinct?
Before 2050. That close. I didn't believe it when we did the original modelling 5 years ago. I actually asked my colleague to double check it. He says, you got the numbers right, but I don't think the numbers can be right. So then we got a professor of zoology at the University of Sydney to check it. He says, it's a pretty basic analysis WF's done, but that's what the data shows. Since then we've had the fires and you know, we've seen koalas continue to decline. There are some really good examples where koala numbers are building back up, but they're the vast minority. Mm. In 1990, from the numbers of koalas that were estimated in New South Wales and Queensland in 1990 through to what the federal government's experts project koala populations will be at in 2032, so over a 42-year period, there will be an 80% decline in koala population on the eastern seaboard. Now, that is clearly showing, even if we're a bit unsure of some of the exact numbers, they're heading towards extinction, and we must do everything we can to save them and all the other animals and plants that live in koala forests.
Can't say we didn't know. Dr. Stuart Blanch, pretty bleak scenario, but crucial. Thank you for giving us the koala stats. I really appreciate it, and we'll keep in touch.
Thank you, Rebecca. Bye.
ABC.